Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. In 1953, a Gary, Indiana couple started what would become one of the most successful black-owned record labels, building its reputation through gospel, blues, and jazz. It was on VJ that musicians such as Lee Morgan and Wayne Shorter made their leader debuts, and VJ also provided a showcase for established sidemen like Wynton Kelly and Paul Chambers to gain wider exposure. In the next hour, we'll hear music from all of those artists and others who recorded for the label in the late 1950s and early 60s. It's the VJ Jazz Story, coming up on this edition of Nightlights.
Thank you.
trumpeter Lee Morgan's VJ recording of Wayne Shorter's Fire, with Clifford Jordan on tenor sax, Eddie Higgins on piano, Art Davis on bass, and Art Blakey on drums from the 1960 album Expubident. In 1953, Vivian Carter and James C. Bracken, African-American owners of a record shop in Gary, Indiana, started a record label called VJ, the name taken from the initials of their first names. Vivian Carter was also working as a DJ in Chicago, and the label was started in part to record the kind of music that she liked to play on her show, and that wasn't always readily available. VJ broke through early on with bluesman Jimmy Reed, signed by the label when he was working in the Chicago Stockyards. And throughout the 1950s, other blues artists such as John Lee Hooker and vocal groups like the Dells and the Spaniels made VJ a cornerstone of Black American music. Though the foundation of the label's sales was built primarily on blues, R&B, and gospel, VJ also branched out into jazz in 1958, with Chicago jazz DJ Sid McCoy put in charge of A&R duties for the jazz department. In a 1981 interview, McCoy said that VJ's relationship with Chicago night spot The Sutherland Lounge, where Miles Davis sometimes played, led to the label signing several of Davis's sidemen, including bassist Paul Chambers and pianist Wynton Kelly. From the late 1950s to the early 1960s, VJ would record a slew of outstanding hard bop sessions, broadening the label's eventual legacy as an African-American musical success story. Here's an early VJ jazz session that teams up most of Miles Davis's 1959 group with trumpeter Freddie Hubbard, bassist Paul Chambers, and Just Friends on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Pianist Wynton Kelly in his composition Potluck with Paul Chambers on bass and Philly Joe Jones on drums from Kelly's 1960 VJ album Kelly at Midnight. Bassist Paul Chambers before that with Just Friends featuring Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Kelly on piano, and Jimmy Cobb on drums from Chambers' 1959 VJ album Go. Just as Miles Davis's group provided VJ with some of its session leaders, so did another hallowed ensemble of the era, Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. Trumpeter Lee Morgan had already reeled off 6 album dates as a leader for Blue Note by the time he was 20, and on VJ he continued to hone his skills as one of the most fiery young players on the scene. He was joined on the label, and on some of the dates under their names, by fellow messenger and tenor saxophonist Wayne Shorter, who quickly established his developing gift as an innovative and sophisticated composer and arranger. We'll hear both Morgan and Shorter playing their own compositions in this next set, joined on each track by their boss, drummer Art Blakey. Here's Lee Morgan and Triple Track on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Tenor saxophonist Wayne Shorter in his composition Second Genesis, the title track from his 1960 VJ album, with Cedar Walton on piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. Trumpeter Lee Morgan before that with his composition Triple Track from his 1960 VJ album Expubident, with Clifford Jordan on tenor sax, Eddie Higgins on piano, Art Davis on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. I'll have more jazz on VJ in just a few moments, including the label's biggest jazz hit. You can hear other Nightlights programs, including shows about the Chicago hard bop scene of the 1950s and 60s, on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music LPs, CDs, DVDs, and turntables. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington, Indiana, or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from The Laughing Planet Cafe, serving veggie burgers, salads, and burritos for lunch and dinner. Outdoor seating available at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant. The Laughing Planet Cafe, online at thelaughingplanetcafe.com. I'm David Bren Johnson, and you're listening to the VJ Jazz Story on Nightlights. I'm featuring jazz from the VJ label on this edition of Nightlights. VJ started in 1953 by Vivian Carter and James Bracken, a Gary, Indiana couple who owned a record store and named the label after their first initials. By 1960, VJ had established itself as a solid success. Label chronicler Mike Callahan notes that they had a dozen hits that year, and in the course of 5 years had gone from operating out of a converted garage on 47th Street to their own building at 1449 Michigan Avenue. Blues and gospel and R&B records continued to be commercial bread and butter for VJ, and with artists like Jerry Butler, the label became a force in the emerging 60s soul movement as well. The label forged ahead with jazz recordings too, putting out more records by Lee Morgan, Wynton Kelly, and Wayne Shorter, as well as artists such as Sonny Stitt, Louis Hayes, and Ira Sullivan. And it was jazz that landed VJ its first big splash in the upper reaches of the national LP charts when saxophonist Eddie Harris's Exodus to Jazz reached number 2 in 1961. Filtering the theme from the movie Exodus through a jazz tempo and setting, Harris gave the label a smash hit that helped VJ sustain its commercial momentum. Harris, like a number of artists on the label, was a Chicago area musician. We'll also hear another Chicago artist who made some of the very few jazz vocal dates that VJ recorded, singer and future TV actor Bill Henderson, with a low-simmering version of Percy Mayfield's Please Send Me Someone to Love. First, here's Eddie Harris and Exodus on Nightlights. Thank you.
Heaven, please send to all mankind understanding and peace of mind. But if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love, someone to love. Show the world how to get along. Peace will enter when hate is gone. And if it's not asking too much, please send someone to love. Please send me someone to love. I lay awake nights and find the world's in trouble, and my answer is always the same. that unless man puts an end to this damnable sin, hate would put the world to flames. What a shame. Just because I'm in misery, I don't beg for no sympathy. But if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love. I lay awake nights and find the world's in trouble, and my answer is always the same, that unless man puts an end to this damnable sin, hate will put the world to flame. What a shame. Just because I'm in misery, I don't beg for no sympathy. But if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love. Please send me someone to love.
Singer Bill Henderson doing Percy Mayfield's Please Send Me Someone to Love with Eddie Harris on tenor sax, Joe DiOrio on guitar, and Rail Wilson on bass from Bill Henderson's Complete VJ Recordings Volume 2. Eddie Harris before that with the biggest jazz hit VJ ever had, his rendition of the movie theme from Exodus, accompanied by DiOrio on guitar, Willie Pickens on piano, William Yancey on bass, and Harold Jones on drums, from the 1961 album Exodus to Jazz. In the early 1960s, VJ's sales soared on the strength of another hit, Gene Chandler's Duke of Earl, and two white acts, vocal group The Four Seasons, and an up-and-coming British group whose potential American label counterpart, Capitol Records, initially passed them over, the Beatles. In 1964, VJ sold over 2 million Beatles singles in a single month. But with this success also came problems. The royalty terms of the Four Seasons contract meant that VJ was actually losing money on each record that they sold, and they were selling a lot of Four Seasons records. A 1963 shakeup of label leadership, a lawsuit by the Four Seasons against VJ, and legal actions by Capitol as well once the Beatles took off in America threw the label into disarray. On top of it all, VJ moved its offices from Chicago to Los Angeles, although label owners Virginia Carter and James Bracken stayed in Chicago, along with A&R man and producer Calvin Carter. Ensuing conflict between the Chicago and L.A. contingents, accompanied by artists leaving VJ, contributed to the label's sudden decline in the mid-1960s. And in August 1966, VJ declared bankruptcy. In 13 years, though, VJ had built a legacy as one of the most successful black-owned record labels in America, and its jazz recordings, especially those showcasing the young Lee Morgan and Wayne Shorter, would be reissued frequently in the future. I'll close out this VJ Jazz edition of Nightlights with music from two more Chicago-based artists, saxophonist Frank Strozier, originally one of the so-called Memphis Mafia who moved to Chicago in the late 1950s, and a group that Strozier played with, the MJT Plus 3, an underrated hard bop group that featured a number of the city's finest jazz musicians. The tune we're about to hear was composed by pianist Harold Mayburn in tribute to bassist Bill Lee's young son, who would go on decades later to become an influential filmmaker. Here's the MJT Plus 3 and Brother Spike on Nightlights. I close with alto saxophonist Frank Strozier performing his composition Runnin' with Booker Little on trumpet, Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums from the VJLP Fabulous Frank Strozier. The MJT plus three before that with Brothers Spike, pianist Harold Mayburn's tribute to the then quite young son of bassist Bill Lee, with Willie Thomas on trumpet, Strozier on alto sax, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Walter Perkins on drums from the VJ album Walter Perkins MJT plus three. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to this and previous Nightlights programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music LPs, CDs, DVDs, and turntables. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington, Indiana, or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe, serving veggie burgers, salads, and burritos for lunch and dinner. Outdoor seating available at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant. The Laughing Planet Cafe, online at thelaughingplanetcafe.com. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead. Thank you.